I'm Alan Lytle for 91.3 WUKY, where it is time for another edition of our award-winning history series, Saving Stories, with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Dunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, over our 15-year partnership, we've done a lot of episodes about the Kentucky Derby.
Over the years, we've featured oral history interviews from our collection with the likes of Eddie Arcaro, one of the greatest jockeys of all time. We featured Penny Chenery, the owner of the Triple Crown winner Secretariat. We've featured Overbrook Farm owner William T. Young, who won the Kentucky Derby with Grindstone.
And who are we featuring today?
Today we're going to hear more from Arthur Hancock. Arthur B. Hancock III was interviewed July 8, 2019, as part of a project called Life's Work, Reflections on Life in the Equine Industry, a partnership between the Nunn Center, Keeneland Library and Museum Foundation, and the Thoroughbred Daily News. Hancock founded Stone Farm in Bourbon County, Kentucky, which has produced several Derby winners, including Sunday Silence, Gatto del Sol, and Fusaichi Pegasus. A few years ago, we aired an episode featuring Hancock, who spoke about his Derby superstitions leading up to his Derby win with Gatto del Sol in 1982. But we didn't feature one of my favorite moments in that interview, where Hancock reflects on drawing the outer post.
Which is normally not where you want to be in a speed race.
Correct. However, Hancock utilized a mathematical theory that year, specifically the Pythagorean theorem, to plot out the perfect ride for Gatto del Sol.
I thought still the karma was bad because we drew the outside post position, and everybody, I mean 20 people said, what a tough... That's such tough luck, you know. And no horse had ever won from the outside gate at the time. And I thought, and I kicked the pole and actually broke my toe because I said, the Hancocks are cursed. My dad had about four horses who could have won the Derby, but something happened to every one of them. And I was limping around. We went home and, you know, that's when I got to thinking, well, what's so bad about being out there? And I got to remembering my Vanderbilt geometry and that you could find out something about the hypotenuse of a right-angle triangle. And I called a friend of mine who's good in math, Paul Sullivan, who's an attorney up there in Lexington. He said, oh, yeah, that's the Pythagorean theorem. And he said, let me figure this up. And he said, you know how much you lose? I said, what? I don't know, 5 or 10 lengths. How much do we lose? He said, 2.4 feet. I said, what? He said, 2.4 feet. Now, that's assuming you don't come rushing into the rail. So he said, let me refigure it. And he did, and it was 2.4 feet. And I called Eddie Gregson, who was the trainer. And I said, Eddie, how much you think we lose being out there? He said, well, it's insurmountable. That's a terrible, terrible blow. And I said, what? 5 lengths, 10? He said, probably somewhere 5, 6, 7 lengths. I told him what we'd done. He said, that's uncanny. And he figured, he was a Phi Beta Kappa at Stanford. He said, this is unbelievable. So he called Eddie Dalhousie and told him. And, you know, we told Eddie just to, when he came out of there, I said to Eddie, just put the end of that stretch between the horse's ears and don't come in, no matter what you do. And he didn't come in for an eighth of a mile. And he didn't lose hardly any ground. And we had a filly named Koopa Coy's Joy was in the race, and she went 3/4 of a mile and 1:10 and 2. So that's really what set it up for the come-from-behind horse. But had we come rushing in, we might have lost the couple of lengths that we won by. But... So we, you know, the dream came true. We won the Kentucky Derby.
This is especially impactful when you consider Derby 150. The 5-2 favorite is going to have to win from post number 17.
And as we know, anything can happen in the Kentucky Derby. The Nunn Center has over 100 interviews documenting various aspects of the horse industry. We have a project chronicling African Americans in the horse industry. We're currently launching a project to document the Defender 3-Day, which used to be known as the Rolex. We even have an interview with a veterinarian who performed the autopsy on Secretariat and discovered that Secretariat's heart was abnormally large.
Oh, and I can see that we will be revisiting that in a future segment for sure. And just to confirm, the Arthur Hancock interview is online.
It is indeed at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.